Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, welcome to the Prophetic Intercessors Network weekly prayer call. Again, we're going to get started in just a moment.
Amen. Grace and peace.
Thanks. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I've sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me to do they devise my heart. Verse 9, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But verse 10 says, but thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord today because we're living in a time where we know we need the Lord's mercies. We need his mercies now like never before. And we are so grateful and so thankful that the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Every morning we rise. We rise up to the faithfulness of God. And we're so grateful today to have you all on this call to be joining with us as we stand on the very mercies of God, calling on his name. The Bible says here in this Psalms 41 and 1, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. And those of us who are standing together tonight on this prayer call to pray, not just for ourselves, but for a nation, for a people, for the body of Christ, as we come together collectively, we know that God will deliver those who are in trouble. And not only that, in our prayers, in our supplications for others, God will also remember us. Tonight we have a guest with us, Pastor Mitchell, who is in Iowa, and we're so grateful to have her on the line tonight. We're going to bring her on in just a moment to pray and just share the word of God, however the Lord leads her in the next few moments, and then we're going to come back in with our prayer. I'm going to open up the lines in prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Mitchell, and then I'll be back with our intercessors who will pray, who will release the word of the Lord, who will move under the unction of the Holy Ghost. We pray that you all will take at least 10 minutes of time so that we'll make sure that we move expeditiously on the line. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so now let me go before God. God, we bless you and we thank you. We honor you today, God. We thank you, Lord, that we come before you tonight with our hearts open. We ask you tonight, Father, if we have sinned against you, Father, that you will forgive us and wash us and cleanse us, God. We bring our minds, our spirit, our soul, God, before a true and living God, before a merciful God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to pray. We do not take this opportunity lightly. We take nothing lightly, God, that you would place in our hands to do. Father, we thank you that you are God and that you are God alone. We thank you, Lord, that besides you there is no other God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name alone is worthy to be praised, and we bless you tonight. Lord God, that you would come in on this line and that you would make your presence known. Father, that you would fill the mouth of every intercessor, that you would fill us with wisdom, with knowledge, and an understanding. God, that you would give us what to pray even in this hour. Give us what to say in this hour. We pray for the listening audience, God, those who are in need. God, let them be encouraged by this call. God, let their spirit man be lifted. Father, wherever they find themselves, because they desire to come onto a prayer line, they want to hear from you, God. We pray, God, don't let them leave off the line the same way they came in.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
we
yes.
bless you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Mitchell, we turn this over into your hands.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the Prophetic Intercessors Prayer Call on tonight. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just give God the glory and the praise. I'm going to go into the scriptures that the Lord gave me, and then I'll go into a word of prayer on this evening. And all day long, I've been hearing the Lord speak to my spirit concerning small beginnings and opportunities. Small beginnings and opportunities. And many times when the Lord gives us something that is small or something that is minute or something that looks even mundane or something that individuals would look over, we tend to not, as people, handle small things as much as we would or with great care as we would something that is big. But I believe that God is looking at how we handle small things. And small things in this hour, despite of everything that's happening in the world, despite of everything that's going on around us, I believe I hear the Lord saying that small things and are the gateways to opportunities. They are the doors to breakthroughs. They are the thing that God is going to use to give or to allow you to have access to the next big thing. And for a scripture, he gave me quite a few. And I'm going to try to get through everything that I have here in my time that I've been allotted. But the first scripture that the Lord placed on my heart is from Matthew chapter number 25, Matthew 25 and 23. And it says, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Again, this is an area where an individuals have been given a small number of things. And depending upon how those small things were handled, it was the determining factor as to whether they got to handle anything more. And I believe that God is looking even at how we would handle the small things that he places in our hands, the small things that he gives us to do. If we would handle it with great care without having notoriety, if we would handle it with great care without having popularity, if we would handle it with great care without having, a lot of attention or a spotlight upon you. God is looking at how we handle the small things, because often small things are overlooked, small things are dismissed, and small things are sometimes ignored. But the Lord is looking at how we handle a small thing, how we handle small things. And he began to impress upon my heart that we are not to despise the day of small beginnings, because the Lord is looking with his eyes to see how we would handle a thing. And I believe there's a scripture that coincides with that verse that is found over in Zechariah. In the book of Zechariah, I'm going to try to pull it up here just really quickly, but in Zechariah there is a passage, Zechariah 4 and 10, and it basically tells us don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. And then there's another scripture that we find in Job chapter number 8. Verse number 7, that says, though thy beginning be small, yet shall thy latter end greatly increase. So again, God is looking at how we as his people, how we as his children, even in the day of calamities or in the days of trouble, how we handle the things that he has placed in our hand. Because the way we handle those things that he has placed in our hands are the identifying mark. It is a showing, if you will, of to the Lord, even though he sees all things, he knows all things, but it is a showing to him of our preparation or our readiness for the next big thing that God wants to do in our life. And so he began to speak to me concerning areas in the Word of God where there were small things, but yet they were things that were packed with power. There was a woman in the Old Testament, 2 Kings 4 and 2. She had a pot of oil is all she had in her house. But within that pot of oil, after her obedience to the prophet, she was able to, you know, sell the oil. She was able to pay off her debt. Her and her family were able to live off of the rest of the oil, of the income, because of the small thing that she had in her house. Then God showed me a person, and that person was David, Jesse's son. He was the smallest of the sons of Jesse, but he was the one that God had chosen for the job. I want to read that particular scripture because I like the way that it reads, and I'm going to try to get to it really quick. I didn't have my pencil there, but it's in 1 Samuel chapter number 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16, and I'm just going to read verses 11 through 13. 1 Samuel 16. And starting with verse number 11, it says, "And Samuel said to Jesse, 'Are all the young men here?' Then he said, 'There remains yet the youngest or the smallest, and there he is keeping the sheep.' And Samuel said to Jesse, 'Send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here.' So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. But the Lord said, 'Arise, anoint him, for this is the one.'" And I just thank and praise God for that. He's showing us how he, how we see small things, how we handle small things, how important it is for us to really wrap our hearts around, wrap our minds around, and to be found faithful in the small things that God places in our hands. Because small things lead to big opportunities. Small things lead to big opportunities. Small things are the gateway to opportunity. Small things, the way you handle it, the way you nurture it, the way you take care of it, the way you take care of it, the way you handle it, the way you do with it, deal with it. It is a small thing in our eyes, but God sometimes puts the small in our hands first and then to see if we're ready for the greater that he's getting ready to do in our life. God has given us many opportunities, but many of them are small. And because they're small, they're overlooked. Because they're small, they're not thought of or not presented on the front line. But God sees everything. He sits up high. He looks down low. And he has placed an opportunity inside of something that is small. My encouraging word for us on this evening would be, don't overlook that small thing. Because the small thing that God has given you is the thing that God has placed an opportunity there. Your small thing is pregnant with an opportunity that God is going to do and going to place and going to bring out of that small thing. So again, a small thing is pregnant with an opportunity that God wants to birth out of that small thing. So I'm just going to go ahead now into a time of prayer. I believe I've said everything that the Lord placed on my heart. So Father, we give you glory. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you, O Lord, for blessing us to be together on this prayer call. Thank you, O Lord, for blessing us to come together to seek your face, to hear your voice, to hear the desire of your heart, even for your children. We thank you on tonight, O God, for who you are. For you are Alpha and Omega. There is no God beside you. Beside you, there is none other. And we look unto you on tonight. We bless your holy name on tonight. And we give you glory on tonight. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For you see all things that you have placed in our hands. O God, the larger things, but yet the smaller things. O God, we thank you right now for the things that you have given unto us. I pray that we would be good stewards over the small things that you have placed in our hand, that we would be attentive over the small things that you have placed in our hand, that we would be in tune and insensitive even to the voice of God concerning the thing that you have placed in our hand, oh God. Well, I pray for us, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen each and every person upon this line, oh God. Strengthen the works of their hands. Bless the fruit of their hands. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God. And we just thank you right now. Father, we thank you that you are the God of all nations. We thank you that you are the God of your people. And we come now, God, interceding for the nation, interceding for the sick, interceding for the hurting, interceding for the broken, interceding for the lost, interceding for those that are dealing with health issues on tonight, oh God. We pray for them in the name of Jesus that you would heal their bodies, that you would touch from the crown of their head down to the sole of their feet, that you would begin to heal right now in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord. We send the word of healing, oh God, across the land. Oh God, we send the word of deliverance across the land. God, we send the word of freedom. Jesus. Oh God, even freedom from bondage and places of captivity. Jesus. We send the word, oh God, of freedom across Jesus. The land. God, we ask that you would begin to break every chain.
Yes,
we ask
Lord.
That you would begin to destroy
Jesus.
Every yoke. Oh God, begin to uproot
yes,
the wicked plans of the devil in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. God, we cast down everything that is not like you. God, we overturn
thank you, Lord.
The verdicts in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, we ask that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We bless your holy name. God, touch like only you can. Heal like only you can. Oh, God, lift up your sons. Lift up your daughters. God, begin to raise
Jesus.
Up intercessors, prayer warriors, prophets. Oh, God, begin to draw them. Bring them out of dark places. God, bring them out of caves. Oh, God, give them, oh, God, a
thank
word
you,
even in their mouth for this season. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for how you move and how you work. Oh, God, we thank you that you're even opening up our ears and opening up our eyes in this
yes,
hour.
Lord.
Oh, God, to hear your voice even more and even more clearly.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you right now that there is a clarity, a greater
you,
clarity.
Lord.
Oh, God, coming
Jesus.
Into the ear of the prophet. Oh, God, coming into the eye, oh, God, of your people. Oh, God, I thank you that we'll be
Jesus.
Able to see, hallelujah, what you are saying. And we give you praise, oh, glory, God. We bless your holy name. Lord, have your way. Oh, God, we bind the spirit
Jesus.
Of fear. We bind intimidation.
Jesus.
We bind fear. Oh, God, we bind even things that come to frustrate. Oh, God, those that you have called to the forefront and placed on the front line in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
God. And we ask that your hand, hallelujah, will continue to be upon us. Order our steps
yes,
according to your word and let your divine will be done. Not our will, God. We seek, hallelujah, your will on tonight. Let your will be done in our lives. And we give you a yes, oh, God, from our soul.
Hallelujah.
We give you a yes from our spirit. And we bless your holy name. Bless every individual on this call. Oh, God, you see what they need, and I thank you. Hallelujah, that every need
Jesus.
Is met according to your riches and glory
Jesus.
That is already done. There is no lack. There is no lack. There is no need. You're the provider. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Of every
my
need.
God.
You're the supplier of every need. And we give you glory, Lord. Now, have your holy way. Strengthen your people.
Jesus.
And continue to bless us as we go through this call. Let your name, let you be glorified. Oh, God, get all the glory
Jesus.
Out of it. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, I bless the Lord for that word. Hallelujah. Not to break the spirit of that's moving prophet Sabrina, if you would just continue to go forward in prayer and in release of the word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Under this same anointing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless your holy name, God. We thank you for your goodness.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your mercy. God, we come to your throne as humble as we can, As we enter your gates with thanksgiving, your court with praise, we magnify you because you are God. For you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. And you are the maker of the heaven of this earth.
Jesus.
And there is none besides you, almighty God. God, we come right now and bring petition before
Jesus.
Your throne. And we call upon your heavenly host, oh God,
yes,
to begin
Lord.
To come down into this prayer line and even into the
Jesus.
Atmosphere.
Yes,
to begin to take over the atmosphere like never before. We ask you by the power
Jesus.
Of your Holy Spirit to begin to move because you
yes,
declared
God.
It. It's in you who we move, live, and have our being, oh God.
Jesus,
we
yes,
come
Lord.
Right now with a humble and contrite spirit. We come right now outpouring ourselves out to you, God. We ask you right now
Jesus.
To give us a right now on time word, a word that will take every nation right now, Father. A
Thank
word
you,
that will get to open up the eyes of the people today, God. A word of hope
Jesus.
Today, God. A word of faith
Jesus.
Right now, Father. A word of motivation right now,
Jesus.
God. A word of us, oh God. We decree and declare right now that you begin to mend every person right now today.
Jesus.
Mend the heart of the brokenness, God. Mend us
yes,
right now
Lord.
With a mind to focus
Jesus.
On the things above. We ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to begin to take us from deeper depths and higher levels, oh God, in our prayer life from faith to faith and glory to glory. We ask you right now, oh God, as we begin to lay prostrate before our faces and turn our face against the wall to hear a word from you, almighty God. Let the word come from above. A rhema word, oh Lord, to begin to go along with the levels of your word. For these are the mighty blessings, God, that we ask of you, oh. In Jesus' name that we shall pray. We know that you said it in your word, that all things work together for the good. For those that love you, Father, and who's called according to your purpose right now, Lord, I ask you right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, let our bodies be able to wait and tarry and travail for the people of God. We ask you right now, oh Lord, to give us the strength to carry us in prayer, to carry a word and begin to pass like never before. Give us the strength to pass, oh God. And begin to take us where we need to go. Begin to take us in the mind of Christ, oh Lord. To take us above the situation right now, God. Let us come above the mercy seat that we shall dwell in your house, oh God. Let us come above the mercy seat and begin to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. Open up the prophetic word, oh God. Activate us right now, oh Jesus. Open up the sword, your holy word, oh God. Give us an eye to see what the Spirit of the living God is revealing. A word that's accurate, oh God. A word that's unkind for the people. A word that begins to bring forth to penetrate the hearts, oh God. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. And God, we thank you because you're good. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your unmerited favor. We thank you right now for your love, unconditional love, right now, God. We didn't have to be a vessel, but you chose us, oh Lord. Equip us and prepare us right now to begin to saturate the atmosphere with the word of truth, oh God. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray, oh God. We ask you to give us the power of the anointing, the power from the Holy Spirit to come down into our bodies, God. Our body belongs to you and the Holy Spirit. We shall dwell and do your fulfillment. We shall do a work, oh God, whatever region that we are, oh God, in the seven continents, Lord, the seven kingdoms in the earth, oh God. Let us pray and intercede as the Holy Spirit intercede on our behalf. Oh God, we are entering to a place with you, God, to take us beyond the old things of old. I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to lift us up, oh God. Lift this tabernacle right now, oh Lord, and begin to activate us, oh Lord. Activate in truth, oh Lord. Activate is a weapon right now, God. Activate us in utensils to bring forth the truth of the living word. But these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. But God, we are not worthy to stand before your throne, but God, you gave us the power and the authority. You gave us dominion and authority, and I ask you right now by the power of your Holy Spirit to forgive us for every sin that we have committed, the sins of omission and sins we are not aware that we do. But God, I ask you right now with a humble and delightful spirit to begin to move for us today, God, to take us where we need to go right now, Father. Take us beyond our own level, our own comprehension, as you declare it in your word, oh Father, that we shall bring forth the manifestation to overpower the things in the region, God, to slap down the Satan's kingdom, God, to overrule some things, God, to pluck up the fallen grounds, oh Lord. Let our words not hit the ground. That you said it in your word, oh Father, that not one drop of tear of your word should hit the ground. But God, we come right now as you begin to use us as a sword. When people see us, let them see the anointing, God. When we open up our mouth, let them hear the sound of heaven to come rain through our voice, oh God. Let there be an echo in the earth, oh God. I decree and declare right now, Lord, send a trailblaze across the earth, to north, south, and east, in the regions right now, Father, even in the western hemisphere. We decree and declare right now, Lord, let the heavens begin to shake, oh God. Let the world begin to tremble upon your voice. For these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. Let our prayers not be in vain, oh God. But God, we thank you right now, oh Lord. By the power of your Holy Spirit, I ask you right now, Father, no weapon that formed against us shall prosper. No spirit will rule over our life except for the Spirit of the living God. I ask you right now, oh Lord, to begin to use us mightily, that we bind up every hand of the enemy, every diabolical attack, oh God. Every satanic attack, every annihilation that's coming against the word, that's coming against the vessel, God, we decree and declare right now to stand proxy by the power of your Holy Spirit. Let it begin to move inside us, God. We step and tread upon the head of the serpent, oh God. I ask you right now, oh Lord, as we speak a word to your people, Father, mend every marriage back together that's ordained by the Almighty God. I ask you right now, oh Lord, to outpour your reign of your Holy Spirit, because you said in your days, oh God, you will pour your spirit upon all flesh, oh God. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and I decree and declare right now, God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we shall prophesy your word. We shall prophesy in daytime. We shall prophesy your fulfillment. We know that all things that you declare, and you shall work according to your will. But these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. But God, we ask you right now, oh Lord, to mend every finance back together, God. Every brokenness, oh Lord. I decree right now to bring a positive account and remove every piece of negativity. I decree and declare right now, God, to give us measures beyond measures, God. Give us the overflow of the realm of the Spirit. Let heaven begin to rain upon us, God. I decree and declare right now, oh Lord, to touch every person right now, Father, to bless them and be high in the favor of you, Lord. For you declared it in your word, that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and favor with you, O God, and favor with man. And I decree right now, Lord, give us a favor that's unshakable, God, uncommon favor, uncommon blessings, uncommon fulfillment. I ask you right now, O Lord. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus, the Messiah's name that we shall pray. And I decree and declare, oh Lord, that we ask right now, where there are two or three gathered in your name, you declare that you are in the midst, oh God. I ask you right now, oh Lord, to heal everybody right now, Lord. You declare in your word that you are Jehovah Rapha. By your stripes we are healed and made whole today, God. Jesus bore the sin upon the cross, that we're dead to sin and alive into your spirit. Wake our spirit up again, God. Restore our spirit right now, God. Restore us back to our places. Restore us back on the altar, God. Restore us back in our hearts to pass the after you, Lord. Like the deer pass the after the water. We decree and declare right now, Lord, to begin to set up in our bones, oh God. Set us on fire again, God. Set our minds up on fire again. Set our spirit up on fire again. Let us do the work in your will. Our spirit says, yes, our mind says yes, our fulfillment says yes, oh God. I ask you right now, oh Lord, to begin to move in such a profound way. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name, that we declare self, get out the way right now. Self, we get out the mindset right now. Self, get out the body right now. Let the Holy Ghost begin to take over and set us ablaze today, God. Shoot us to a place that we're caught up with you, God. Shoot us to a place, oh God, we're tapping into the anointing above the mercy seat to the holies of holies, oh God. But these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name. That we shall pray. We decree and declare right now, Father, as we come before your throne, let us hear a word and not just pray. Let us not pray in vain, oh God. Let us not pray vain repetitious, God. Let our prayers match heaven and come into a place, oh Lord, that you will hear the words of our prayers, because you said a faithful and marvelous. I ask you right now, a faithful man, a power blessing. You declared in your word the effective fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Let it avail up in the earth, oh God. Let it avail in somebody's house right now, God. Let it avail right now, oh Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord, we ask you to avail up, oh God. Let it begin to hear in heaven, hear our prayers. You declared in your word, God, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, oh God. You said that you will forgive our sins. You will hear from heaven, God, and begin to heal the land. And I ask you right now, oh Lord, to begin to hear the prayers of the righteous, God. Forgive every sin for those that are called by your name. I decree and declare right now, Lord, begin to let it rain into the earth. Heal the land right now, Father. Heal the land of finance, oh God. Heal the land of opportunity, God. Heal the land of the ministry, God. Heal the land of our journeys, God. Heal the land of somebody's heart, oh God. Heal the land of somebody's foundation, God. That's building upon their marriage right now, God. Heal the land of somebody need healing. Healing in their heart. Healing in their mind. Healing in their situation. I ask you right now, God, as we come before your throne boldly, you told us to come before your throne boldly and bring a petition before your throne. Prayers and supplications, God. We come right now, oh Lord, and bring prayers like never before. For these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray, oh God. You declared that all things work together for your good. For those that love you, Father, who's called according to your purpose. And right now we ask right now for every man, woman, and child called according to your purpose, God. Strengthen us right now, Lord. Put the full armor of Christ upon our bodies right now, Lord. I ask you right now, Father, let there be a domino effect when people see us. Let it be a domino effect. And let the word begin to transform, the spirit transform, out the abundance of our heart. It shall speak the word of truth, speak the word of life, speak the word of faith. Can I nationwide? God asks you right now to give us eyes to see what the spirit of the living God is saying. Give us eyes to see right now, God, to see a person's situation. Give us x-ray vision, God, that we can see accurately, God, from the mind to the heart, coming through the realm of the spirit, not by our own selves, God, but by your Holy Ghost, oh God. Give us the anointing, God, that the sons of Issachar, God. Give us a mindset right now, Lord. Let the mantle of Ezekiel fall upon somebody. Let the mantle of Isaiah fall upon somebody. Let the mantle, God, of Jeremiah fall upon somebody. Oh, my God. These are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name, God. Elisha and Elijah, God. Let the prophets come above right now, Lord. You declared it in your word that your foundation is built on the apostles and the apostles and the prophets right now, God. Let it come arise, oh God. Let them begin to come and begin to till the ground, oh God. Go into your vineyard today, God. Heal, set free, and deliver. You declared it that we must fast and pray because some of these things come through by fasting and praying. You declared it in your word that our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thou kingdom come, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Give us this day, God, our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forget, as we give our debt toward. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, God, the power, the glory forever. Let thy kingdom of heaven come to the earth. Let it come through your vessel, God. For we are a seed that comes through you, O Father, that comes through Abraham, O Lord. You asked in your word that you say you would make our name reign in the earth. Let it reign, people of God. But these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name, God, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. You said we shall be exalted. Exalt us under your hand, O God. Keep us in a place that we stirred up by your Holy Spirit. Keep us in a place submissive to the Holy Spirit. Keep us in a place right now, God, that we have our eyes to see of the Lord. Let us transform our heart title, God. Let it be transparent before the people. Let us see not the fault of them, God, but heal them and set them free. Not to judge them, oh God. Give us the power and the anointing to rest in and abide of your Holy Spirit. For these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. And God, we thank you right now. We ask you to tear down our temples, God, in 3 days, build it again. 7 days, build it again, God. 14 days, build it again. 40 days, oh God, build us up again, God. Tear everything down that's not worthy to be in our temple. For our body belongs to you and the Holy Spirit. We are to do a work, a mighty work of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord, God, ask you right now to awaken us up. Activate our prophetic people, God. Wake us up right now, Lord. Activate our spirit today, God. Set us on fire again. But we are not worthy to have the oil. We are not worthy to walk in your anointing. We are not worthy to be known to cause to be your vessel. But God, ask you right now to take the titles down and we shall do your work. Take the titles down and we shall walk in humbleness. Take the titles down and begin to activate us. Let us become disciples first and then rise up to be your prophet. That these are the mighty blessings, God, that we ask of you in Jesus, the Messiah's name that we shall pray. But God, you're the same God forever and forevermore. That nothing changed about you, God. You're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. You're the same God that raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. You're the same God that shook the lunatic out of a boy, oh God. You're the same God that removed the leaders out of a man in a temple of the head of us, you and the as a tomb. But these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name. He'll set free and deliver. Let your word be known of God. That you said that you are not a man that you shall lie. Neither shall the son that repent. Whatever we speak that you said in your word, what you speak, you back up your word. Let us be a man that we shall not lie, but back up your word, to back up your truth, to back up your spirit inside of our bodies, oh God. But these are the mighty blessings we ask. In Jesus' name, that we shall pray. For these are the mighty blessings we ask in the Messiah's name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, right now, God. So we head out our beyond elevation, transform and turn our will, God, to turn back after your power, to turn back after your word, a rhema word from above. Let us be in sync with heaven, God. Hey, my God. But God, we are not worthy. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise you, Lord. If we had 1,000 hands, it's not enough to give you praise. If we had 1,000 feet, God, it's not enough to run and give you praise. But God, we thank you for what you're already giving us. Have our shield and elevate Shabbat in the mighty name of Yeshua. But God, we thank you. Glory be to God. I say to somebody that is here and those that is listening, for the Lord is saying, it is your time to establish and reconstruct and write the plan of your life and make it visible for it to be seen. For you are a person and God has called and chosen. And you cannot allow someone to dictate your anointing, says the Lord. I don't know who I am talking to, but God said it's time for you to come up above where you stand. So God said you've been sitting there too long, but he says when you come up, I will bless you. I will bless you beyond your measures. You got to break through that bar that's affecting your prayer life, that's affecting your ministry, that's affecting the way that you see things. And God is saying that somebody on this line right now have low self-esteem. And God said, do not be intimidated. You're right there because you allowed yourself to be. But I come to tell you, if you begin to break forth that right now and break up that low self-esteem, God said, you can't worry about what nobody got to say about you. But he's saying to you to strengthen yourself. Gird up your loins. I hear the Lord say, pick up your face off the ground, Joshua, because you've been in a place worried about what your friend did. So your friend have stolen from you. Rob you from your strength, taken away from you and publicly. And God said, and hiding and not wanting to let them know that you guys are close. But the same thing that Achan has did to Joshua, or Joshua sitting on the line, Achan has done to you. But the Lord said, you got to let those relationships go, because if you don't, it will pull you down. The Lord said, just like they lost strength wanting to fight against the Canaanites and the Amorites, you're going to lose strength trying to take your ministry up. But the Lord said, when you let go of the things and the people around you, God said, I will bust this wide open and send a trailblaze of fire through your mouth. And I'm talking to somebody right now that the Lord is saying that you got to speak it and declare it, to walk in it and be. The Lord said, it's in me, son, sir, son, ma'am. It's in me who you move, live, and have your being. You don't owe nobody an apology. Lord, begin to say, and I'm about to go in just a moment. But he said to you that you have to strengthen yourself by praying and strengthen yourself in the word. I don't see, says the Lord. He says you're not consistent. But he said it's time for you to be consistent with me. Spending more time. I'm not here to prophesy about nobody. Money, houses, cars, and pay my bills. We are all somebody that God is calling right now. And God is saying to you in this hour right now that you come to me and be consistent, because there's more of you, son, daughter, that I require of you. I ask of you to lay it down. Don't worry about your situation. Don't worry about your circumstances. But God said, you do my business and I will overpower yours. Set the spirit of the living God. I'm going to give this here out of the word of God. And I got to get off in it though. So God said, you need to be activated. You have to be activated. And you've been sitting on this oil. He said, I called you several times to my presence to come above the mercy seat, like I told Moses, above the testimony, so that you can grab a word, rhema, from above. God said, go deeper, son. Go deeper, ma'am, because you have an oil on your life that no spirit can rule and overtake, because I am echoing my spirit through your body. I am echoing my voice through your mouth. My mouth is inside of your mouth. And go move forth and declare it, just like I did all my disciples and my prophets. I expect you the same. Do not get caught with your work undone, except the spirit of the living God. Woman of God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Pastor, come. I want to pause for a moment and see if there are any prayer requests before we continue to move forward. Are there any prayer requests? Thank you, Lord. Anyone on the line standing in need of prayer for any particular issue before we continue on in prayer tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank God for what he is doing and how he's moving thus far. Well, Pastor Connie, we're going to have you to go on and pray, and after Pastor Connie, we're going to have Prophet Felicia, and then we're going to ask Pastor Mitchell to come back and close us out. Praise the Lord. Pastor Connie, go ahead, please.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We direct you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we give ourselves over to you tonight. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, thank you for the Holy Ghost's power. We thank you, Father God, for doors that are open and doors that need to be shut. Father God, we sanctify us on tonight. Wash us with his soul so that nothing in us can be come between me and you. Father, we thank you right now for the Holy Spirit to enter into our minds, into our thoughts, into our hearts on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, let our prayers synchronize with heaven. Spirit of the living God, change us. Make us over, oh God. Make us available to seek you. May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you, oh Lord. We move ourselves out of the way tonight, Father. We remove every selfish way out of tonight, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give ourselves over to you. God, let your manifestation be mandated in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke anything that will come up against the word of God, anything against the power of God, not by our power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray the enduring power, power to press on, power to move on, power past pain, power past hurt, power to defeat the enemy, even the enemy in us, in the name
thank you,
of
God.
Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that you will spouse.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we will not be distracted, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we
thank
shall
you,
walk
Lord.
By faith and not by sight. Father, I pray
thank
for
you,
everyone
God.
On this line tonight that you will give
thank
them
you,
enduring
Lord.
Power, God, power to endure anything that will come up against them, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that as we seek you, oh God, as we seek to see your glory, as we seek to please you, oh God, by the Spirit of the living God,
God, we draw nigh unto you, O God. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to stay.
Jesus.
Teach us how to laugh. Teach us how to fast.
Yes,
teach us how to hear from God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, move selfishness out of the way. Saturate
Jesus.
Us with your presence, your power. Overshadow us with your spirit. God, we open our
Thank
mouths
you,
and become unified, not just praying for us, but praying for our nation, for our country, for the
Thank
universe.
You,
Father, teach us how to turn from our wicked ways, that we may hear
yes,
our prayer. Father God, we surrender all unto you. We say, have your way.
Glory.
Oh,
yes,
God. Have your way through us, oh, God.
Jesus.
We thank you for your ministering angels that will allow us to come and help us and teach us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, without you, we can do nothing, oh, God. But with you, God, we can do all things. Father, strengthen our mind. Strengthen our body.
Thank you, Lord.
Strengthen our spirit.
Thank you, God.
This is our prayer
thank
of the night, oh, God. And only you will be glorified. And only you
Jesus.
Will be honored. To you, we say, hallelujah. It is the highest praise
thank
we give unto you.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come with no agendas, nothing hidden.
Jesus.
We come open as empty vessels. We plead the blood.
Thank
so
you,
we call on the blood of Jesus, the blood that can wash away every sin,
Jesus.
The blood that covers, the blood that heals, the blood that delivers. In
oh,
the name
God,
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Father, we ask you to bind us together in love, unify
yeah.
us as a nation, as a country. Father, we say everything that you are, we are, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
so
Lord.
We continue to plead the blood against Satan. No weapon formed against
Jesus.
Us will prosper. Anything that rises up against
Thank
us shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we
in the name of Jesus.
We bring down every principalities. We call down every power. We send down, God, your
Jesus.
Warning angels, your warring angels,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, we believe your word
Lord.
That you will fight for us.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Not
yeah.
ours, but it is the Lord,
yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So we call on the name of Jesus, the name above all names, Jesus. Jesus,
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 Father,
Jesus,
oh God, we're calling you right now. Father, our atmosphere, our environment
Lord.
Has to change
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, God, calls us to hear
yes,
only your voice, to be sensitive to your sound. Glory, God,
Jesus.
We give you the glory, give you the honor. Let your glory fall
you,
on us. Fill us, God, until we want no more.
Thank
heal
Lord.
Us, oh God, naturally so, physically so, and spiritually so.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, let us talk like you.
Thank
let us
Jesus.
Look like you. Let us
Lord,
walk like
Lord,
you. Let us think like you. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
allow your ordinary
Jesus.
People to walk in extraordinary giftings in the name of Jesus, so you
thank
only
you,
can
Jesus.
Be glorified. So we thank you, and we break every back of the enemy, everything that has come
True.
Against us, God's people, God, we break it now in the spirit,
God.
In the name of Jesus. We curse it right now in the name of Jesus, against our
right
families,
now.
Against our ministries, against our lives,
oh,
against our jobs, against our finances.
Jesus.
We curse it right
Jesus.
Now at
Hallelujah.
The root,
right
in
now.
The name of Jesus. Every assignment
you,
from the enemy, we send it back right
yeah.
now. In every assignment,
right
every
now.
Attack, we send it back
oh,
right
God.
Now. In the
Thank
spirit realm, God.
God,
we dismantle, we tear down, we root
oh,
up
God.
In the name of Jesus. We cast down in the name of Jesus, every assignment, everything that come up
Jesus.
Against your people right now in the name of Jesus. And we
Jesus.
Give you all glory, Father. We give you all honor, Father. Savior of the whole world. You're King of kings. You're Lord of lords. You're Jehovah.
Jesus.
God, you're El Shaddai. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're Jehovah Shalom. Holy God, sovereign. God,
mm-hmm.
you're the lily of the valley. You're Yahweh. You're the creator. We ask you to open up the prophetic
yes, God. Yes,
portal
God. Yes.
of heaven to speak to us. Oh, God, that we can walk, God, in godly places. But our lives represent you, oh, God. God, when they see us, they'll see you. And the devil will be on the run. Father, we thank you right now for everyone on this prayer call, God. Oh, God, that you will refresh us, renew us, and revive us. Holy Ghost,
yes, Lord, God,
endow us right now with spiritual power. Oh, God, not our power, but your power. Not by our might, but by your strength, God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus and by the Holy Ghost, bless each one now, God. Hide us in a secret place where the enemy cannot
oh,
find us. Hide us
yeah.
in the secret tabernacle, oh God. Oh God, let our ears be sensitive to you. Oh God,
yeah.
let us see the enemy from afar off. Father, in
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus, these prayers I ask in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Name. Matchless
yeah.
mighty name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you for the prayers that have gone up thus far. God, I thank you, Father, that you're bending your ear down to hear what we have to say to you, Father. And I thank you, God, that the prayers that are going up to you, Father, are coming into your nostrils as a sweet-smelling savor. In the name of Jesus. But God, I just want to just tell you, want to take the time today to just say thank you. Thank you for being a consuming fire. Thank you for being an eternal God. Thank you for being our Father.
Thank you for being our comfort, Father. Thank you for being the I am who I am in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being everything that we need. Thank you for being the lover of our souls. Thank you for being the deliverer of our souls. Thank you, God, for being our healer. Thank you, God, for being our redeemer. Thank you, God, for loving us when we didn't know how to love ourselves. Father, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you that you're strengthening us. I thank you, God, that you're fortifying us. I thank you, God, that you're preparing us for war in the name of Jesus. God, and we give ourselves away, so that you can use us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
We give ourselves away so you, can use us, God. We don't want to be seen by people. You come to Lord of hosts. So hide us behind the cross. Yes, God. God, we surrender to you. We say yes, Lord, yes. Yes to your will. Not just a generic yes, God. Not because everyone else is saying yes, but our soul, the depth of our soul says yes. Yes to your will. God, you said if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. Help us not to faint. In the day of adversity, help our strength to be strong and not small. Help us to have faith in you in the name of Jesus. Help us to trust you like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, we're looking directly to you, the author. You're the finisher of our faith. You're the Alpha and you're the Omega. You're the beginning and you're the end. God, you see and you know. You know the beginning from the end and you know what's in the middle. So, God, I'm asking that you walk us through this process. I thank you, God, that we will not. Thank you that we will hear you. I thank you when you move, we'll move. I thank you when you tell us to be still, we'll be still. I thank you, God, when you say be prostrate, we'll lay prostrate. I thank you, God, that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. And you said every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. So we condemn worry now in the name of Jesus. We condemn every weapon that was trying to form in the name of Jesus, but it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you will send your healing virtue. You will use some on this line to lay hands on the sick, and they shall be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, you said to call those things which be not as though they were. So I thank you now, God, that some will get out of wheelchairs in the name of Jesus. Some will get out of beds in the name of Jesus. Cancer will fall in the name of Jesus. Doctor's note will be sent to us to verify the healing in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you can trust us. I thank you, Father, that you can trust us.
Yes,
trust us, hallelujah, to give you the glory. Trust us to give you the praise. Trust us to magnify you. Trust us to praise you, God. Trust us to honor you, God. Trust us to say, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, who was and is to come. God, I thank you. I thank you that you're preparing us for the people that are coming. I thank you that you're wording our mouths in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I don't get tired of giving you glory. Because that is the form of our weapon, God. The praise is part of a form of a weapon. Hallelujah. The clapping of our hands, God, is a form of a weapon. And so, God, I thank you that you're teaching us how to use every armor that we have and all the weapons that we have in our armory in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory for it, God. I honor you and I praise you for it. God, and I thank you and I praise you for Pastor Belinda in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for strengthening her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. I thank you, God, where she's weak, that you're strengthening her, and where she's discouraged, that you're encouraging her. I thank you, God, everything that she has poured out into people. I decree and declare, Father, that you will send people to pour back into her in the name of Jesus. Until I hear you, God, and I'll say it until I see it happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to send people to hold up her arms until you send the right Aaron into her to hold up her arms. in the name of Jesus. While we're in the battle, God, we will hold her arms up. We will hold her arms up, and we will listen to hear from you. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that we know now who to take our cue from. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you're knitting us together as one. I thank you, God, that love is flowing from breath to breath. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that we're submitting one to the other. I thank you, God, that we're deferring one to the other in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise for it now. In the name of Jesus, God, you are so wonderful. We love you today. If we haven't told you, God, we appreciate you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you just because you loved us. You loved us when we were unlovable. You loved us when we didn't know how to love ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't forget about us. You didn't cast us off, God. And because of that, God, we are here crying out for souls. And just like you didn't forget us, God, you won't forget them. And just like you showed us love, God, we're going to show love. We're going to show compassion. We're going to show mercy. We're going to extend grace in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you for it now. I glorify you, God. I thank you for blessing the United States of America. I thank you, God, for calling us to our knees. I thank you, God, for calling the churches to fast. I thank you, God, for sending out the order for fasting and praying in the name of Jesus. These kind only come out through fasting and praying. And so, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. We submit to you and we surrender to your will and your way. And we, God, we say your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And, God, I thank you that nothing is too small because you start small. And so, God, I thank you for the first person, the lady that prayed, in the name of Jesus. I glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're not despising the small. We're not despising where you're starting us off from. God, we're saying thank you. And we're saying if you can use anything, God, you can use us. Hallelujah. Take our hands, Lord. Take our feet. Touch our hearts, Lord. Speak through us even if you want to. But if you can use anything, God, you can use us. And so for that, God, we say thank you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you, kind sir, for choosing us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for standing in the gap. God, thank you for taking us and seating us in heavenly places. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify you and we honor you and we adore you. We extol you. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah. Because you are great and mighty. Great and mighty art thou, O God. Hallelujah. You've never lost a battle. Hallelujah. And you never will. And so, God, I thank you. I thank you that you would give us what you give your people. I thank you, God, that you would teach us how to minister to the millennials. I thank you, God, that we'll be able to minister to the young, hallelujah, to win them for you in the name of Jesus. God, teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. Teach us how in the name of Jesus. God, and what you say, we will say in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. I magnify you. I lift you up. Thank you for being my fortress. Thank you for being my strong tower. Thank you for being our battle axe. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that the righteous run in and they are saved. I thank you, God, that we are the righteousness of God. I thank you, God, that we are the sheep of your pastor. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you love us with an everlasting love. And so, God, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for gathering us as chickens. As a hen gather their chicks to protect them and to hide them under their wings. And so, Father, we thank you. Your word says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say of the Lord, he is my refuge and he is our fortress. And so, Father, with that alone, we know that you are our protector. We know that you are our provider. We know that you are our deliverer. We know that you are our redeemer. And we know that you are our soon coming King. And for that and that alone, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. And Amen. Pastor Mitchell, as you give us any closing words, also give us our benediction. Amen. As you give us any closing words or whatever God would give you.
Amen. I want to thank God for just allowing me, first and foremost, to meet Pastor Lawson and to allow me to be on the call today. Thank you for the invite. I am encouraged by all the words that I've heard on this evening, and even the prophetic word that came across, I'm encouraged by it. As the intercessors were praying, I just began to write down various things that I heard the Lord saying, and I'm going to share these, and then I'll give our benediction. I pray that the Lord will take us up. I pray that the Lord will, that we will continue to meet with the Lord and commune with the Lord, that we will yield unto His Holy Spirit, that His Holy Spirit will have His way in our life. I pray that He will heal us from all hurt, all pain, or anything that may be broken within, and that He will align us according to His will, and that His will would be done in our lives, that we will live according to His plan, and that we will live according to His will. I pray that, and I wrote that God has called us, God has anointed us for such a time as this. God answers prayers. Even this call today is a prayer that I've had before the Lord to be divinely connected with women of God who are praying women of God. So God answers prayers, and I thank God for that on today. I pray that God will show us the way and that He will show each of us our lane, that He will show us our space, our lane, that place that He has designated for us to stand in and proclaim His holy word. I come against all backlash in the name of Jesus. I come against all attack in the name of Jesus that follows the act of obedience to the will of God on tonight. I come against those attacks in Jesus' name, and I pray that we will continue to withstand and stand on the promises of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And so with that, I'm just going to dismiss us and give us the benediction. Father, we just thank You. We thank You for blessing us to come together today. Thank You, Lord, for all that our ears have heard and how our hearts have been encouraged. I pray that You would continue to bless each and every person up on this line. I pray that You would touch the organizer, administrator, and even the one who gave birth to this ministry, that it will propel and that it will go further. Even further, that would reach even more people. I pray that it will grow. I pray that there will not be a region that does not know this ministry. And I pray, God, that You would just bless the work and the fruit of the hands of the woman of God. And, Lord, I just thank You now. We just ask that You would cover us under Your blood, that You would keep us from all evil, hurt, danger, and harm, and that You will continue to bless us in every way. And we give Your name the praise. We give You all the glory. We give You all the honor. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are dismissed in Jesus' name. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you.